The Department of Energy estimates that almost 15% of the energy U.S. buildings used in 2011 went to powering air conditioners. As the climate warms, that percentage is likely to grow. So there's an urgent need for less energy-intensive ways to keep buildings cool. And now, a team of Stanford physicists and engineers has developed a system that uses the infinite cold of outer space to do just that. Their setup is designed to sit on a building's roof and emit infrared light, primarily within a specific range of wavelengths. That allows the light to pass through a sort of infrared light window in the atmosphere. The system is made of alternating layers of hafnium dioxide and silicon dioxide, some thicker, some thinner. Differences in how light passes through those two materials and their varying thicknesses allow this invention to emit infrared light without absorbing very much of it, which would heat up the system. The Stanford scientists aren't the first group to do this, but what makes their setup unique is that it's pretty cheap to make, and it reflects sunlight, so it works during the day. In fact, in direct sun, their system was able to cool the air by nearly 5 degrees Celsius, about 9 degrees Fahrenheit. And they say there's still room for improvement. One lingering question is how to get a building's heat through floors and insulated ceilings to the system on the roof, but the group from Stanford is working on that, too. And once they figure it out, they say their setup could lend a much-needed hand to all those air conditioners. And that is pretty cool. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. For Living on Earth, I'm Jake Lucas.